From the moment he started campaigning, Bruce Rauner has made creating a business-friendly environment a priority. The first-term Republican put that priority into action Monday at College of DuPage. He signed an executive order to create the Illinois Competitiveness Council.
We've got to cut the red tape. Cut the red tape, eliminate as many of the regulations as we possibly can. I saw some numbers that were kind of startling to me. Over the last 15 years, Illinois has added 5,000 pages of legislation, thousands of pages of new rules and regulations. Now, many of these rules and regulations are well-intentioned, but they have unintended consequences that actually do more damage than good. And unfortunately, some of the other regulations are not that well-intentioned. They're designed to protect a certain group from competition from others. We should have open competition, especially give minority entrepreneurs the opportunity to compete where they're not allowed to compete or unable to compete because they've got disadvantages. We need open competition, a level playing field, and less rules and regulations and red tape.
Beth Krieger is director of the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship at the University of Chicago. She has plenty of examples of times when red tape got in the way of success.
People start these businesses for all sorts of reasons. Some of them are just driven by a passion for their craft, for their trade, for serving customers. And some people are just darn trying to find a way to earn an honest living. And yet too often the state makes it too hard to do it honestly and legitimately. Think of Cesar. Cesar was going to the University of Illinois at Chicago, an immigrant American trying to pursue the American dream, studying criminal justice. He decided to put his way through school, earn his way through school, by offering up his muscles, offering to move people's furniture and apartments. Much to his surprise, he was treated like a criminal. He was stopped in his truck by someone from the state of Illinois wearing a gun, telling him he couldn't be a mover unless he'd gone through an extremely complicated process with the state. Now that he's got his license, he's not allowed to charge discounts to customers. The way he charges his customers is completely restricted by the laws of Illinois. And so he has trouble innovating. This is not what we want for Illinois and an admirable entrepreneur like Cesar. And Jimmy. Jimmy's a client of ours who couldn't find a job, but he found a listing for a truck with a snowplow attachment, and he said, "This is my chance." He grew that business, moving snow in the winter and landscaping in the summer. He can design beautiful landscapes for you, but he can't tell you that that's what he's doing, because to call yourself a landscape architect in Illinois, you have to have a special degree, you have to pass a special exam, and file a special application. Jimmy is honest as the day is long. We, as his lawyers, were urging him to charge some of his customers in advance so that things would go smoothly. He won't even charge customers in advance just in case he's not able to do the work.
New York attorney Philip Howard studies the effect of government regulation on business and society.
Laws and regulations have a bad tendency to pile up like sediment in the harbor till it's hard to get anywhere. Infrastructure can take two or three times as long as it needs to take just to get permits, doubling the cost of it. Doctors spend up to half their time filling out paperwork instead of taking care of patients. Teachers fill out forms that nobody reads. And one in four workers in Illinois have to get a license to do their job. Many more, a much higher percentage than most states in the country. And as the governor said, most of these regulatory programs have worthy goals, but what matters is how they work, in practice. Are they enhancing our freedom? Are they enhancing the lives of the citizens of Illinois? And the reality is most of these rules were written by dead people. They were, 30, 40, 50 years ago. We don't live our lives by decisions that we made years ago. We have to change. We have to adapt. Well, the same is true with government. You can't run a government by regulations that somebody wrote in the 1970s or the 1960s or the 1980s.
Rauner says the Illinois Competitiveness Council will help the state stop adding to the piles and piles of rules and regulations.
The tendency is always add more. I'd love to see if I could convince the legislature, how about we undo two or three to every one we add? Let's go the other way for a while. Some rules and regulations are necessary. We need to protect consumers. We need to protect employees. We need to protect taxpayers, but with some rules, fair. But we've gone to one extreme. Illinois is one of the most regulated, most restricted, most red tape heavy state of any. And we can find a balance. We can become more in the middle. And that's really what this initiative's about. And we're asking everybody in the state, come to illinois.gov/cut. Illinois.gov/cut. Give us your thoughts. Because we can't solve a problem we don't know about.
The governor says the Illinois Competitiveness Council will deliver a report of recommended changes by May 1st of next year. And he says it will be disbanded on January 1st, 2018. I'm Brian O'Keefe.